Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. So when is a drug side effect a good thing?
When it restores your missing hair?
Okay, funny guy. I wish I was so lucky. Do you know the drug Cyclopirox?
Yes, it's a topical normally prescribed for nail fungus.
Well, researchers discovered a side effect of the drug is that it kills HIV-infected cells, at least in petri dishes.
Wow, that could open a whole new door for HIV research, because right now, HIV therapies control viral replication, but they don't kill the infected cells. That's why people have to stay on these drugs for life, and it's expensive. In the U.S., that's $10,000 to $12,000 a year, so scientists are motivated to find a cure.
The researchers found Cyclopirox not only inhibits HIV gene expression, it also reactivates an infected cell's ability to commit suicide. Our cells innately defend against the spread of viral infection by destroying themselves, but HIV blocks this pathway.
The antifungal drug restores an infected cell's suicide pathway by stopping the function of its mitochondria, a cell's energy source. Remarkably, when the drug was removed from the cultures, there was no resurgence of HIV, indicating the cultures no longer harbored the virus.
Researchers plan to study whether applying Cyclopirox topically during sex may reduce HIV transmission. More importantly, can a pill form of the drug kill infected cells throughout the body?
The same researchers are testing a second drug called deferiprone, which reduces iron in people who have too much of it. This drug also leads to the suicide of HIV-infected cells.
As researchers look into other classes of drugs that trigger a cell suicide pathway, this approach may offer a whole new opportunity to one day defeat HIV.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.